Everyone has questions. Why am I here? Where will I go when I die? Is there really truth? But not everyone has biblical answers. Welcome to The Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study the Bible to draw closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is Pastor Tom Brock.
Welcome to The Pastor's Study. Periodically, we do a heresy update on this show about the false teachings that have invaded certain Christian denominations. Well, I'm a Lutheran. I know the Lutheran Church the most, so a lot of this will be Lutheranism. But we're also going to talk about the Catholics, the United Methodists, the United Church of Christ, and the Episcopalians. So I do this because I'm trying to get people out of bad, unbiblical churches into good denominations, into good churches. So, you know, maybe you don't go to church. Well, be careful, but find a good church. Or maybe you go to a bad church. Well, I've had three people recently say, you know, Pastor, we used to be ELCA Lutherans until we watched your TV show, and now we switched to Missouri Synod Lutherans or some more biblical branch. So that's why we do this. I also want you to be aware of what's false, so it doesn't dupe you into believing what's out there. So let's pray first. Lord, we would pray for your holy Christian church all over the world. It just Catholic, Lutheran, Methodist, all, some of these churches are just accepting doctrines that are from hell. Lord, we pray for everyone watching this program that every person would join and be part of a good Christian church. And Lord, we pray that you would turn these churches away from error back to your scriptures. Speak to us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's do the ELCA Lutherans first, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I was part of it for many years. Years ago, I led my congregation out of it, and here are some of the reasons. Recently, there was a drag queen story time, a queer Christmas celebration at an ELCA church out in Baltimore. Drag queens read the Christmas story on Christmas Eve. Last year, the bishop of the ELCA Maryland Synod attended a queer Christmas pageant and called it holy. He then went up to the front because the drag queen was anointing people. The bishop got anointed for the drag queen during the queer Christmas pageant. If you think I'm making this stuff up, I'm not. Go to Facebook, type in Pastor Tom Brock. You'll see all the articles and verification there. Next, and this is perhaps the most, I've been doing these heresy updates for years. This is maybe the most bizarre item I've stumbled across. All right. There is a new ELCA Lutheran bishop in central Wisconsin by the name of Ann Edison Albright. She used to be the campus pastor at Luther College in Iowa, and she led her students to gay pride parades. Now she's the bishop of central Wisconsin. She has hired a transgender man, that's a woman who looks like a man, as her director of transition for congregations. In other words, if the pastor left and the congregation's in transition, she is the person over that now. And listen to the bizarre rationalization. Again, this is a woman who looks like a man. She's married to a woman who's also an ELCA pastor. And here is what she says about her new ministry. As a transgender pastor, I am intimately acquainted with transition. In fact, it was my own gender transition that first sparked my passion for these tumultuous times. Transitions are holy ground. I began to sense a call to ordain ministry in this church during my gender transition. Letting go of who I had been paved the way for who I would become. Similarly, this is where it's bizarre, it has been a joy to experience congregations finding new identity and direction during times of leadership transition. Did you catch that? Because she went through a sex change, she's able to help congregations that go through change. You can't make this stuff up. Then her bishop says a prayer for her, for her and her wife. Listen to this strange prayer. God of thin spaces and in-between times, we give thanks for your Holy Spirit's creative and disruptive work in our lives and in our synod. Bless Pastor Amy and Pastor Asher, that's the woman who looks like a man, in this time of hellos and goodbyes. Signed, Bishop Ann Edison Bright. She, her, hers. The bishop's giving us her preferred pronouns. The bishop thinks the Holy Spirit is behind this woman who looks like a man who's married to another woman becoming the director of transition. I think that's close to blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Another item. ELCA Lutheran Bishop Guy Irwin is not a bishop anymore. Now they've made him the head of the seminary, the ELCA Lutheran Seminary in Pennsylvania. Well, a new video is out featuring Bishop Irwin, the husband, the bishop who's got a husband, and it's a celebration of National Coming Out Day. Also on the video is a pastor who was featured on the Queer Eye TV program, a pastor who came out of the closet, and he's queer too now. And this person says to the LGBTQAI plus community, stay fabulous. Not repent from homosexual behavior, stay fabulous. And then another bishop is on this coming out celebration from the ELCA. First of all, calls God the parent, not the father. But then she likens coming out to the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. Now, I've got to tell you, if you're the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, it's not evangelical. I don't think it's Lutheran. I wonder if it's a church. They are in America, one out of four. We used to call it the extremely liberal church in America. There's a new one that I like even better. Everything Luther cautioned against. If you're part of this denomination, do you know that they pay for abortions with offering dollars in the ELCA? So does the Episcopal Church, the United Church of Christ, the Presbyterian Church USA. When you've got practicing homosexuals and transgender people running the bishop's office, running the seminary, it's time to leave the ELCA for a more biblical denomination. Another item. The ELCA has a national magazine called Living Lutheran. In their most recent issue, they have a woman pastor who became a mother writing an article called Mothering God and Embracing Mom Pastors. In this article, she says that when I began recognizing the mothering behavior of God in my own experience as a mother, it made me feel less alone. Get this. We have fallen into a rut in referring to God mostly as Father. Was Jesus in a rut when he taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven? Read through the whole New Testament. Not once does Jesus pray to God as our mother. But now we're supposed to refer to God as mother and father, because I think this woman pastor thinks she knows more about God than Jesus Christ. Then there's another article in the same edition of Living Lutheran. Caroline Lewis, preaching professor at my old seminary, Luther Seminary, she talks about God revealing God's self. Not revealing himself, God revealing God's self. There is no such word as God's self, but they make it up because they think it's sexist. And then this same magazine, instead of God, he does this, he does that. It's God, 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 God. They get rid of all the masculine pronouns for God. Well, I'm going to say this. Any denomination, and again, this isn't just happening in the ELCA Lutheran Church. This revamping of God language is in the United Methodist, Episcopal, United Church of Christ, Presbyterian Church USA. Any denomination which is embarrassed by God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit doesn't deserve to be a denomination. You know what the last words of Christ on earth were? Go ye therefore baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We have no right to change that. Another item. Nadia Bowles Weber is a popular speaker in the ELCA Lutheran Church. She's a pastor, has books on the New York Times bestseller list, and she's radical. But the ELCA leadership put her in front of 31,000 Lutheran teenagers at the teen convention a couple summers ago, and she had all the teenagers repeat after me, "Queerness is nothing other than beauty." Nadia Bolz-Weber gave Gloria Steinem a vagina sculpture to thank Gloria for her feminist work. Nadia Bolz-Weber denies that Jesus died in our place for our sins, and she's a pastor in the ELCA Lutheran Church. Well, here is her recent prayer. "Our Father, our Mother, our Holy Parent, the source of all being from whom we came, be to us our Holy Parent, the one who loves us without condition." Well, this is happening in the Methodist Church too. I live across the street from a large Methodist church. I had heard that the pastor is kind of liberal. I visited one Sunday. The pastor gets up in the front and baptizes a baby. "I baptize you in the name of the one who makes all things, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Did you see what he did? He got rid of God the Father because that's kind of sexist. We need now to be open to new images. I wrote him a little note. I found his P.O. box, and I put it in there. And I said, "We don't have the right to change the baptismal words that Jesus gave us at the end of the Gospel of Matthew." Well, I talked to a Catholic priest that I know. I said, "What do you think?" He said, "I'd redo the baptism. I think I would do too. I think I'd say, let me take that baby and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Another item. There's an ELCA Lutheran church here in the Twin Cities that has a Sunday afternoon worship service. I tuned in. The woman preacher is preaching on the day Jesus met the Syrophoenician woman. And it's kind of a difficult text because she wants her daughter delivered from a demon. And Jesus says, "Well, I came for the Jews and I shouldn't take the children's bread, give it to the dogs." "Yes, master, but even the dogs eat the crumbs." And then Jesus heals her daughter. Well, okay, it's a difficult text, but most people think Jesus was testing the woman's faith and she came out with a beautiful statement of faith. Not this woman preacher St. Andrew's Lutheran in Montemedoi, Minnesota. She says this: "Jesus' response to this woman is so ugly that we barely recognize Jesus. Was Jesus wrong in what he said to her? Did he make a mistake?" And she says, "Well, I don't know about that." I do. Jesus is fully God and fully man. Jesus didn't make a mistake. Jesus did not sin against this woman. Look it up. 2 Corinthians 5, Hebrews 4, 1 Peter 2 all teach that Jesus was sinless. And then I turned the same show on a few weeks later, and the woman pastor gave the benediction at the end, "In the name of the Parent and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Another item. The ELCA Lutheran National Church now has replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. And you know, you look at go to ELCA.org and look at their website, political statement after political. They are zealous for liberal politics. They're not zealous for the salvation of souls. In fact, the head bishop of the ELCA was asked if there's a hell. She said, "If there is, it's empty." So everybody goes to heaven. So no wonder the ELCA is not zealous for the salvation of souls, because people don't need to be saved. They're already saved. And I'll say one more thing about the ELCA Lutherans. Beware of the ELCA Lutheran colleges. I would send no one to Augsburg University, St. Olaf College, Gustavus Adolphus College, Concordia Moorhead, or Luther College in Iowa. These places have become radical. For instance, St. Olaf Lutheran College in Minnesota here has now put up posters urging their students to avoid kissing if they have sex during COVID so you don't spread the virus. The college flyer said, "Wear a mask and steer clear of partners with symptoms of COVID." The flyer continues, "Reduce your number of sex partners and use barriers like condoms, etc. Remember to wash your hands and sex toys with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. Could they at least hint on the poster that sex outside of marriage is a sin? Not even hinted. I send no one to ELCA Lutheran colleges. All right. Let's move on to even a more liberal denomination, if you can believe it, the shrinking United Church of Christ, the Congregationalists. Many years ago, it was a great church. Not anymore. The most liberal seminary I've ever walked through was United Theological Seminary here in the Twin Cities. And it's a UCC, United Church of Christ Seminary. They had eight big paintings up of the Divine Feminine. They were supposed to worship God, the woman. And one of them was of Water Buffalo Woman from Native American spirituality. You'd go down into their bookstore, required reading for class, a lesbian perspective on the New Testament. Well, that denomination is shrinking so much. United Theological Seminary had to sell their building recently. I will tell you some good news on this. Many years ago, the president of that seminary wrote an awful editorial for the Star Tribune on Easter, stating that Jesus did not physically rise from the dead. Happy Easter. Well, his 16-year-old son has a friend that went to my church. Starts bringing his 16-year-old son to my church. He becomes saved. He becomes an evangelical Christian. The son of that liberal seminary president is now an evangelical pastor in Canada. So God can save anybody. But, you know, here's what's happening. My seminary, Luther Seminary, that I went to, it's an ELCA seminary, they've had to sell off buildings. Two of the ELCA Lutheran seminaries in Pennsylvania have had to merge. The ELCA Lutheran Seminary in California had to sell its building. That's what happens. When churches go liberal, they just start to shrink and they start to merge, which leads to the next story. So I'm driving through a Minneapolis suburb, and here is a Lutheran ELCA church that has merged with a UCC, United Church of Christ, congregation. Now they're one, and they have the big rainbow flag to show you how pro-gay they are. And so I thought, I'm going to go to their website and look at their statement of faith. You can spot what a true church is like by doing that. So I go to their website and look at their statement of faith. Do they talk about the Trinity? One God in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit? No. In fact, you can deny the Trinity now and be a Unitarian and be a pastor now in the United Church of Christ. Did they talk about in their statement of faith, you need Christ to be saved, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone? Not a word of it. Here's their statement of faith. And both these denominations ordain practicing homosexual and transgender pastors. Here's the statement of faith. We believe the umbrella of God's love, as exemplified in Jesus Christ, is big enough for everyone to be welcome. We believe love, not doctrine, holds us together. We don't believe you need to take the Bible literally. We believe the wisdom offered from other faith traditions, that would be like Buddhism, Hinduism, can complement and enrich our spiritual journey. That's the United Church of Christ today. Whatever you want. You make up your own religion, and they don't have a problem with anything. Let's turn and move now to the Episcopalians. The Episcopal Church used to be a good church. In America, it's been overtaken by radicalism. Let me give you an example. There is an Episcopal bishop out east who now is in trouble because he does not allow gay marriages in his churches. Now, not many years ago, if you were an Episcopal bishop and you allowed a gay wedding, you'd be in trouble. Today, if you don't allow it, you're in trouble. He's being brought up on charges. I'm sorry, but with all their talk, the religious liberals love to talk about tolerance and diversity unless you don't believe just like they do. I'll give you an example. I'm part of a group that helps people out of homosexuality. It's called One by One. We tried to put an advertisement in the Living Lutheran magazine of the ELCA. They wouldn't allow it. So much for diversity and tolerance in those denominations. Lastly, let's talk about the Catholics. Recently, Pope Francis came out in favor of gay civil unions. The Pope? I saw on YouTube there was a Catholic priest preaching to his congregation, and he said, quote, "We have a bad Pope." He says, "We've had him before, we'll have him again, but we have a bad pope." Do you know that Pope Francis, when he started being pope, told atheists, "Just do good, and I'll see you in heaven"? If you Google 7-year-old boy Pope Francis, you'll get this. It's on film. Little 7-year-old boy comes to the microphone. Pope Francis, my father was an atheist. He got us kids baptized, but he didn't believe in God, and he died. Will I ever see my father again? Pope Francis, your father was a good man. You will see him again. Ephesians chapter 2, we are saved by the grace of God, not by good works, lest anyone should boast. Nobody's good. Everybody's a sinner. That's why we need Christ's death on the cross to save us. But here's a pope telling atheists that if they're good, which nobody is, they'll get to heaven. Well, there you go. My point in all of this is find a good church. Go to a church which unashamedly worships the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Join a church that teaches we're saved by Jesus' death on the cross and not you being a good person, because you'll never be good enough. It's grace that saves us and nothing else. And if you're part of an evil denomination, don't give them your money. Find a good church where your money will go to missions and good things. That is the end of our heresy update. Now we've got 5 minutes to answer your Bible questions. We've got a lot of questions that have come in. So let me start with your Bible questions. But first, I'm supposed to give a shout out to the women at Knox County Jail in Illinois, because they watch this program. They have a Bible study. So hi, ladies. Thank you for watching. All right. Let's get now to the Bible questions. Pastor Brock, I think you're the first pastor I have heard take a position that if we get divorced, we should stay single or else be reconciled to our former spouse. When I came to Christ in my early 20s, I was divorced. I thought I wanted to remarry, but I kept coming across those Bible verses. She's talking Matthew chapter 19, 1 Corinthians 7. When I finally said yes to the Lord, I had peace in my heart. Not only did I have peace, but now I have joy in being free to serve the Lord with all my heart without a spouse. That's the way I understand the Bible. You got to read the Bible yourself on this. Read Matthew chapter 19. Read 1 Corinthians 7. But the Bible says if you get divorced, just stay single. Now, if your spouse dies, then you're free to remarry. But if you're divorced and your spouse is still alive, you got two choices according to 1 Corinthians 7. Either get reconciled to your spouse or stay single. And Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 7, he was single. Paul was. Jesus was. You can have a great life serving the Lord as a single person. Next, this lady writes that she sees shadows in her house. And one of her neighbors is telling her that that's probably her husband who died 20 years ago. But another neighbor is saying, no, I think it's the devil. Pastor, what is going on with me seeing these shadows in my house? Well, I think when your husband died 20 years ago, he went to heaven or hell. He doesn't float around the earth haunting houses. You know, I don't doubt that there are haunted houses, but it's not your dead loved ones. The Bible talks about angels, and it talks about demons. In fact, demons can try to masquerade as dead people. So if Uncle Joe shows up at a seance with supernatural knowledge, that's not Uncle Joe. It may be a demon or it's chicanery, but it's not Uncle Joe. So I don't know what it is in your house. Sometimes I've done this. You call up the pastor and say, could you come out and say a prayer over our house? Weird things are going on. I think there can be demonic things going on. But so I don't know what that shadow is, but I don't think it's your husband. Next. Does a person need to be canonized by the Catholic Church to be a saint? I'm a Lutheran, so you're going to get the Lutheran response to this. The word saint means holy one. And every time you read the word saint in the New Testament, they're talking about the living Christians. To the saints at Ephesus, Paul writes. To the saints at Rome, Paul writes. So a saint is a Christian who's alive today and who's a believer in Christ. We become holy through the death of Christ, through his atonement. So I don't think you have to be canonized to be a saint. Next. Does the unbeliever have eternal life in the lake of fire, or are they completely consumed? There's a heresy called annihilationism, that if you die without Christ, you're just wiped out. You don't go to hell. You just get wiped out. Seventh-day Adventists believe in annihilationism. I used to, when I was very, when I was in my high school days, tried to believe in annihilationism. The Bible convinced me otherwise. Just read Matthew 25, verse 46, where Jesus talks about eternal punishment. Read Luke 16, where Jesus talks about this guy in hell. He's not wiped out. He's conscious, in torment, begging to get out. So yes, heaven's eternal, hallelujah, but so is hell, which is why we need Christ to be saved. So I'll do more questions later, but what I want to urge you, if you don't know Christ, you don't want to go to hell for eternity. You want to go to heaven for eternity. So I would just urge you, come to Christ, say a prayer. Say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I do believe Jesus died for my sins and rose from the dead. I believe he's the perfect Son of God who came to this earth to save me. So, Lord, I'm just putting my trust in you. And then if you've never been baptized, go to a good church and say, Pastor, I need to be baptized. And then like we preached earlier in this show, find a good church. Be careful. But there's lots of good churches out there. Don't let the fact that there are false churches keep you from going to a good church. And if this program has been helpful to you, pray for us. We are now getting on more stations than we've ever been because of the good support of people that like our show. So if the Lord nudges you to support us, you'll see the address and website in a minute. Also, all of our TV shows, including this one, go to our website, pastorstudy.org. You can watch all of our TV shows anytime there. But let's just close with praying. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we would pray for every person watching this show that they would come to know Christ, believe in him, trust in him. And if they go to no church, you get them into a good church. Get them baptized. If they do go to a bad church, you open their eyes and get them into a good church, Lord. And be with us now together until we're together again next time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching the Pastor Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the gospel of Christ because of our generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org. Or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today and always.
If you've been blessed by the Pastor Study, would you consider a tax-deductible gift to help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ? You can donate at our website, pastorstudy.org, two S's, or mail a check to the Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful week.